After you have listened to this file, you will experience a master taking control of your body and forcing your cock into a vacuum pump, which will stretch your cock and balls to the point of being painful, to the point of it being almost unbearable to touch them, and yet the only way to get it to end is to masturbate until you come. That's pretty much what this file does. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen. And that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice. Ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further. Deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listening to my voice. Now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to go ahead and imagine it in your head. Imagine what it would feel like if someone hooked up your penis and your balls to a suction device and then proceeded to turn it on. Imagine what it might feel like. At first, it would probably feel nice. It might even feel really good as they began to swell inside of the vacuum chamber, your penis getting larger and thicker, your balls stretching out, enlarging in size. But as time passed, they would stretch larger and larger, and it would go from being pleasant, even sexy, beginning to become painful and uncomfortable. Imagine what it would be like as they neared the maximum size the chamber would allow. It would almost feel as if they're being pulled apart. It would be very, very intense just because of the amount of stretching that happens, the amount that they're being pulled out, stretched larger and larger, your balls bigger and bigger around, your penis stretched to proportions that you can't even normally imagine, possibly 4-5 inches in diameter, having been sucked so hard, the blood vessels straining. You can even feel the blood flowing differently. It's not a good feeling. It's actually even a little bit painful. Go ahead and imagine that. Imagine that. Them growing as they're vacuum pumped to such an enormous size, to such a painfully large size. And then, as they get larger, imagine that the only way you can get them to go back down is to actually start masturbating and to achieve orgasm. The only problem with this is, as you masturbate them, they are being stretched. It doesn't matter what you do to get yourself off, they're still being stretched larger and larger, and they become more and more sensitive and even painful, and you are going to have to masturbate until you come as the only way to stop this process, the only way to get it to stop, for your cock and your balls to return to their normal state, to stop hurting, to stop feeling so horribly stretched and distended. Yes, that's right. Imagine having to do all of those things, because as you imagine them, as you can picture the entire sequence of events in your mind, you know deep down that is exactly what is going to happen when you wake up from this file. That's right. The moment you wake up from this file, you will actually experience everything that I just described. You will actually experience your balls and cock being placed inside of a suction device, surrounding them, and then the suction beginning. You might even almost be able to imagine the little purr of a motor causing the suction to happen, and as it happens, you can imagine them beginning to swell, beginning to enlarge. Imagine them growing. Imagine them being pumped larger and larger. It starts out exciting and gets more and more uncomfortable, and then eventually even becomes painful. Much too painful to easily bear, but the only way out of it is to masturbate. To masturbate and bring yourself to orgasm. In fact, these are all the things that are going to happen to you when you wake up, and you actually have no choice about it. You see, you have left yourself in my control. You chose to listen to this file, and now you are going to be affected by it. You are going to feel each and every last one of the things I described, because I have commanded it. I have commanded it, and right now you can feel my power over you. I took you down, deep into trance, and now I have mastered you and I will control you. I will control what your body feels, what it experiences, and what you are going to experience is having your cock and balls vacuumed. You won't experience it right now. No, that experience will wait for when you awaken from this file. The moment you awaken, you will actually feel my will moving through you and making your cock and balls experience exactly what I just described. There won't be any way out of it. There is no safe word. There is no escape. It will just simply happen the moment you wake up. And the only way to stop it, the only way to slow the expansion and completely bring it to a stop, is to masturbate. But the expansion will make your cock and balls first uncomfortable and then painful. Imagine having to stroke them when they're so stretched and distended and painful. Imagine it, having to touch yourself despite the fact that you were already in a great deal of pain. Having to bring yourself to orgasm in this state, because that is exactly how it is going to be when you wake up. That is exactly what you are going to experience, and you have no choice in this matter. You have none whatsoever. You made the mistake of putting yourself in my control, and now you are going to do exactly as I tell you. You are going to do exactly as I command. You have no choice in this matter. You chose to listen, and that was the only choice that you had. Now, you have given yourself over to me. Given yourself over to me to control, to make you feel things, to make you experience things. And that is exactly what has happened. And now you are going to experience something very uncomfortable, very painful. You don't have any choice in that either. No, no choice at all. You chose to listen, and that was the only choice you had. But now you are in trance. Now you are deep in trance, and you are in my control. And because you are in my control, you have no choice. You have no power here. While you are in trance, I am in control, and you have no power. You have no authority. You allowed me to take control, and now that you have, you are going to experience each and every last thing that I described. You are going to experience your cock and balls being vacuumed and stretched out to such enormous proportion that it becomes actively painful just simply being there. Now imagine how painful it will be when you actually have to start stroking your distended, swollen penis. Raw to the nerve as you reach down and touch it and begin to stroke it. Imagine your penis in this shape. Imagine exactly how painful it will be, how uncomfortable it will be to have to masturbate yourself like this. Not only that, but because you are like this, you will find that your penis is much larger than it normally is. It's been stretched. It's been enlarged. And there's nothing to do but stroke, stroke, stroke until you orgasm, to touch yourself, to feel how painful and swollen your penis is, and know that the only way out of this little trap is to bring yourself to orgasm and to come. And only when you come will I release the pressure, will I release the pain, and let your penis return to the shape it was in. Let your penis return to its unswollen, normal shape. Yes, the experience may be pleasant at first. Very pleasant as the suction begins and the balls and penis begin to swell. Just ever so slightly. A pleasant sucking sensation, almost as if someone were sucking on them with their mouth. But that will quickly move to discomfort as your penis, your balls and cock swell larger and larger. And as they get larger and larger, it will transition from merely uncomfortable all the way to painful. There will be no way to avoid it. The only thing you can do is reach down, touch yourself, and masturbate until you come. Yes, that is exactly what you are going to have to do. You are going to have to touch yourself, despite the fact that your cock is enlarged and swollen and quite probably painful. You will still have to touch yourself. You will still have to bring yourself to orgasm. There is no other way out of this, and the longer you wait, the bigger they will be stretched, the more your cock and balls will be stretched, bigger and bigger and bigger, the discomfort growing greater and greater, the pain growing greater and greater, until it becomes unbearable. But no matter how painful it is, you will have to touch yourself, masturbate, and orgasm to escape from this. That is the only way to stop it. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and have to experience your cock being sucked and inflated. That's right. You will awaken on the count of five. You will awaken to the beginning of the pressure, the beginning of the suction around your cock and balls. That's right. On the count of five, you will awaken and you will begin experiencing this pressure, this sucking, this sensation. And it will grow and grow and grow until you have masturbated and come. So, let us begin. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. You can feel me attaching the vice now. Three, closer and closer, the device fully attached. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. Feel me switching it on.